If you're over 40 years old, you probably remember aluminum cans that had the old pull-off tabs. Today, of course, we have pop tops on virtually every beverage can in the world. It may not seem like a big deal, but it adds up over time. We visit the place that created that on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Brady Kress says many people don't realize the important role this city had in building the nation.
In 1900, Dayton, Ohio had more patents per capita than any other city in the United States. By 1968, we were the seventh largest industrial center in the country.
Dayton has history related to General Motors, Delco, Frigidaire, and much more.
Also, NCR, a national cash register company, was set here. The McCall's Printing Company, Huffy Bicycles. At the beginning of the 20th century, NCR was the world's largest supplier of business machines, all built here in Dayton. 1977, Huffy is the largest supplier of bicycles in the world. In the 60s, McCall's Printing was the largest printing facility under one roof on the planet.
Dayton's Carillon Historical Park has plenty to see, including a sparkling display from hometown company NCR.
We have assembled 92 different brass, chrome, wood cash registers that were all built here in Dayton prior to NCR's founder John Patterson's death in 1922.
Some companies have merged or moved, but it's still a city with technology that affects our world.
Dayton Reliable Tool that invented the pop-top can. The country uses 200 billion of them a year, so everybody is familiar with them. They also develop a number of medical devices.
From the Wright brothers to present day, it's a place that developed technology to change the world. Traveling the countryside in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.